Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Second and three at the 7. Under center is McKee. Back, looking, fires, complete. Touchdown, E.J. Jenkins, the tight end.
That's the call on Eagles Radio. This is final hour. Fist pump time on the Fan Cam Twitch and YouTube. If you are new to the show and you're checking out the different radio dials, this is Sean and RJ with Cowboys insider Bobby Bell. We are your official station of the Dallas Cowboys and the Texas Rangers. We got Peyton Russell firing up the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube, and Carter Freeman as well here on DFW Sports Station. TOLO stands for Turn It On, Leave It On, and hopefully you'll give us a chance if you are stopping by and looking for something to check out. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com insider at 920. Let's go around the rest of the league. This is a very fun day. I'll put this right up there with NFL free agency, Black Monday, with all the changes that are taking place. Of course, yesterday, the big news, Jerod Mayo, one and done in New England. He's gone.
Super quick. Super quick.
He really bumbled. I think this is also a lesson in press conferences. You might not think that press conferences matter, and speaking of the media, Jerod Mayo was awful. Inconsistent, up and down. He was terrible. And you can give him a break for coaching decisions. I don't give him any break in dealing with the media as awfully as he did, because he was a player. He's a longtime player in the most buttoned-up organization. You should know how to deal with things when talking into a microphone. He was inconsistent. He was back and forth. And I think that the Crafts, they Jerry and Steven may not listen to their fan base at all. The Crafts, I think, may have gone to the other side and listen to the
much
angry mass holes.
Yeah, and look, I mean, this is the hand-picked guy. Hand-picked.
Yep.
They wanted, this is who they wanted. This is the successor. He was named the successor to Bill whenever they moved on from Bill. And, you know, you can even say they pushed Bill out just to get to him. But this is also what happens when you hire a first-time head coach.
Robert Kraft said, I kind of freaked out and panicked when I saw him interviewing with people last year, and I didn't want to lose him.
Right.
So I don't know whether that scare tactic worked against them, and now everyone is looking at Mike Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel is the obvious, like, link, because he's a link. He's got a link to New England. I don't know that they would have made this move necessarily if they didn't think that they were going to get him. I don't know. I don't know how they end up with anybody but Vrabel.
You got Drake May. You've fallen to 4 now in the draft, and you have $130 million in cap space.
There you go.
Sounds like I would be hiring an offensive head coach is what I would do, is make sure that somebody's there to bring Drake May along. I mean, they've had who was the head coach before Belichick? Wasn't it Pete Carroll?
Pete Carroll.
And so, I mean, when you talk about that Jets run.
Before that.
The
it
Jets
was Parcells.
Yeah, you're talking about they have been on a longer run of defensive head coaches than the Jets have. At least Rich Kotite is sprinkled in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. But no, I'll tell you what, if Mike Zimmer's not going to return here, I would at least see about Jerod Mayo as a defensive coordinator.
Really?
Yeah. And I think that by low, buy low on a guy who everybody in the league agreed a year or two ago was going to be a great head coach.
Sounds like everyone wants Saleh, too, as their DC.
Does anybody want him as their head coach, though? Because that's what he wants. That's what he would like. Now, I think it's genius the way LaFleur's used him, which is just to have him basically work with the offensive coaching staff of that. Hey, show me how you would attack our offense if you were a defensive coordinator. Show us how you would do it. I think that's a really valuable resource that, to Mike McCarthy's credit, he's had coaches come in here and do the last couple of years. Brian Schottenheimer, Ben McAdoo, they were brought in to do similar things.
We played the Giants clip because they are bringing back their leadership. Brian Daboll and the general manager, Joe Shane, the Saquon trader, are back in New York.
They are back, by the way. I just looked up the Patriots' last offensive head coach. It was Raymond Berry. Oh. 1984 to 1989.
Yeah, the former receiver.
Yeah. So Giants. I mean, this is they're the gift that keeps on giving. They really are. They're the lone holdover from the complete disaster that was the Giants and Commanders, because now the Commanders seem to be, you know, they found their way, right? They found their way now. But the Giants do. And look, it's a good trait to have. Patience and not wanting constant turnover.
Yep.
But also can cripple you sometimes when you just have the wrong guy.
And Stephen Ross, he cited stability as a reason that Mike McDaniel and their general manager are coming back, as Tyreek Hill in his postgame yesterday said, I want out. So the Dolphins bringing back their leadership, and so are the Indianapolis Colts.
You can hire somebody and it fail at the time, and still think it's the right person for the job. There's a lot of circumstances that go into the NFL. You got to find a quarterback. Sometimes you miss on draft picks. Like, you could have a coach that isn't winning games, but still think he's the right coach.
Yeah,
it happens.
Doug Peterson, no surprise. It only was surprising he lasted this long. Doug Peterson is out in Jacksonville, and Trent Baalke is like the Jim Gray of the National Football League. Baalke staying as the GM, Bobby. That was Michael Lombardi suggested Belichick and others may want to stay away from that job because of Baalke. He's the one who fought with Harbaugh in San Francisco to drive Jim out. So Balky's got some type of sway and pull with the cons.
Trent Baalke got both of his GM jobs. This is from Albert Breer. Got both of his GM jobs in San Francisco and Jacksonville after his boss was fired. And in those jobs, he then survived the firings of Mike Singletary, Jim Harbaugh, Jim Tomsula, Urban Meyer, and now Doug Peterson. It said, if you're familiar with the term managing up, Albert Breer says, that's what you got there in Trent Baalke. It's wild. A guy who has no friends left in the league, it feels like. Everybody talks down about this guy. And yet he manages to have it just shows that the most important friend is the one that matters.
The Bengals fired their defensive coordinator. And that tells me Zach Taylor's coming back.
Fired their defensive coordinator and fired a bunch of assistant coaches, too. Frank Pollock, the old Cowboys offensive line coach, he got blown out. They also fired their linebacker coach. Several different Bengals assistants are out. So it does sound like he's going to be safe. They fired their offensive line coach, linebacker coach, defensive coordinator, and defensive line coach. So sounds like the entire defensive staff, basically, except and then Frank Pollock on top of it with the offensive line. So Zach Taylor seemingly good to go.
Detroit ended up blowing out the Vikings last night on Sunday Night Football. Lions secure the 1. Vikings fall to the 5. They're going to be at the Rams Monday night. Man, you have that regular season record, and you got to go to the Rams, who had a negative point differential. But for the sake and purpose of this segment, how about the story from Jay Glazer that teams are calling the Vikings to try to trade for Kevin O'Connell? What?
No.
Teams?
Teams.
Like, man, that feels like that felt like an agent leak to me. I'm like, multiple teams are calling to try to trade for O'Connell.
Not that they have yet, that they're preparing calls. That they're preparing that, because the thought process, I guess, is
who's his agent, do you know?
I don't. O'Connell is without a deal. He's got his
deal. He's heading into the final year.
Right, and which is very rare. Teams don't operate like the Cowboys. They don't typically just let their coach enter the final year of their deal. But the idea being that if O'Connell is entering the final year of his deal, it might be O'Connell's desire to see it run out. And so teams are willing to just pick up the phone and go, hey, is there a chance you're going to lose him? If you're going to lose him anyway, would you like some draft pick compensation?
Just to clarify, this is not the final year of his deal.
No, the he one next year would be.
Yes.
Yes.
He has one next year. You know who I think is going to screw all this up for the owners? I think Ben Johnson is going to, once it got out there that Ben Johnson wanted 15, 20 million, if I'm Kevin O'Connell, I'm doing like Lamb, waiting for Jefferson, waiting. I'm going to be like, okay, so you're going to hire Ben Johnson, gets 15 from Chicago. Mm-hmm. You got to pay me 15 and more. I've done more than Ben Johnson. Like Kevin O'Connell is looked upon as special. There's a sideline clip. He's talking in the headset. It was so good. I fell in love with this guy during the Netflix show. But let's have a little fun here. Let's have a little fun here with... Now, the Vikings told Florio, we love Kevin O'Connell, no trade. He's not going anywhere. But when you look at the history of this, the last one to get dealt was Sean Payton and Choppy. I know you love the idea of trading for coaches.
He got a one and a two.
Yep.
I
And they got a third rounder back.
They got a third rounder back.
Other coaches that have been dealt, Herm, Gruden, Belichick.
So, I mean, a lot of them worked.
Oh, I'm trading for him.
Like, three of the four worked. Like, I mean, at least two worked.
But this guy has done the magic trick of taking a backup throwaway and making him an early MVP candidate and maybe someone who they're going to get rid of J.J. McCarthy for. This isn't just someone, like, with a breakout surprise year with an incumbent. He took Sam Darnold to... 14 wins?
It was 14 wins. He looked bad last night. Really bad.
Really bad.
You know, and look, you could pick apart their schedule if you wanted to. You know, they lost.
Oh my God. Look at Darnold's numbers. 18 of 41?
Ugh. That's pretty gross.
Man, he was gonna hyperextend Justin Jefferson's arms last night with those high throws.
He was high on everything. There are three losses, one to the Rams and two to the Lions. They did beat the Packers twice, and they beat Houston. So those are the playoffs. So they're 3-3 against playoff teams.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't. Regardless, two, 3 years ago, they should not have been a 13-win team. What I consistently see from Kevin O'Connell is he will get every last bit of whatever that team's potential is out. Like I don't look at that as oh, okay, these stats tell me you're not as good as everything says. It's like, no, to me that says he gets everything every single time out of his teams that they have no business winning football games that they end up winning. That's why you're telling me, I don't know that I want to give up immediate compensation, but if you tell me I give up a third this year and a first next year for O'Connell, I would make that trade if I was Dallas. I'd do it.
Say the comp again.
If you give up a third rounder this year and a first in 26, I'd give that up for him.
Choppy, I know you're going to shoot it down.
I can't give a one for a coach. I can't do it.
Who do you think is the best coach in the league?
Mike Tomlin or Mike McCarthy?
Dan Campbell.
Okay.
But like, I don't want one of these I'm smarter than you head coaches. I want a CEO.
Which, by the way.
I want a CEO.
I'm going to just say this because I've been
so thinking. You wouldn't give up a one for Dan?
Oh, I'd give up four ones for Dan.
I've been thinking about this. I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
Uh-oh.
And we can put it up on the wall if you want. I think Ben Johnson's going to be a bad head coach.
I love it, Bob.
I mean, it's very possible. He might not be able to communicate with people.
I've said that for 3 months.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows what he's... I mean, he's clearly a very...
If you communicated better, Sean, we'd heard you say 3 months
If you guys
ago.
Actually get your head in your own ass, you give me credit for
he's
something.
He's a great offensive...
I gave you credit for your Trey Lance wink.
Well, he's a great offensive mind. That is unquestionable.
Sure.
Unquestionable.
You know, but you have to be able to communicate this to be like you know...
How do you get along with people? Is this guy social? Is he fun? Is he a tyrant?
I don't even know what he looks like.
Yeah, right.
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. When you see him, you're going to go, wow, that's Ben Johnson?
You know, I have no idea. Like, we don't know. We don't know. That's the thing. You don't know about any of these coaches. They can be great at what they do. Wade Phillips.
That's what Ben Johnson looks like.
I mean...
You had no clue, did you?
Great job.
He looks like 19 kids and counting.
Yeah, jeez. Like Wade Phillips.
Is that the story of the belts?
Jim Bob Cooter, or whatever his name was. Jim Bob Duggar. Cooter was the old the offensive coordinator there.
Like, you know, Wade Phillips was like, he's an elite defensive mind. I mean, yeah, you know, he's a good, he's a fine head coach. There's nothing wrong with Wade Phillips.
Yeah.
But he's not like this great, he's not as good of a head coach as he is at DC. It's very, very possible that Ben Johnson is a just a very mid head coach.
So that is everything that is happening around the National Football League. How long are we going to have to wait on the McCarthy decision? What did he take from Jerry after the game? What did Mike do on 4th and 1? And should Trey Lance be the new backup? Nick Eatman for the final time. DallasCowboys.com. Next.
Hey, and it's back to Sean and RJ right here on 153 The Fan segment here brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And also brought to you by the personal injury lawyers, Frankel and Frankel. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck attorneys in Dallas.
Looking into the end zone, there's the fade to McLaurin, and he's got it easily. Touchdown, Washington. Just a perfect throw by Mariota over the top of Deron Bland for the Washington touchdown with 2 seconds left.
Brad Sham with the call. In case you didn't know, we are your official home of the Dallas Cowboys and the Texas Rangers. I'm Sean Sharif alongside RJ Choppy and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. And for the final time this regular season, we have our insider from DallasCowboys.com brought to you by the WinStar World Casino and Resort, Nick Eatman. DallasCowboys.com. Back from the locker room in Arlington. Good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing okay. The headline, major or not, this team needs big changes. Before we get to that, I want to ask you a little bit about...
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The game and your thoughts on Trey Lance and whether you would consider him as the backup QB next year over Rush.
Yeah, I thought he played better than I thought he would. Didn't turn the ball over. But, you know, when you look at those passes in the end zone, it kind of felt like they didn't let him, you know, turn the ball over. Like, all right, we're going to throw it. You're going to throw a fade. I mean, there were so many fades. It was looking like a barbershop over there. Just how many times they kept throwing the ball like that. And it was like, you know, let him run. I mean, let him do something on the move a little bit, or at least run the ball up the middle. So, you know, the red zone play calling didn't help him out. But it kind of felt like they had the handcuffs on him a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a backup for someone, but I don't think he's better than Cooper Rush. And so, you know, I mean, I would try to keep Cooper Rush as the backup. But I do think he would be someone's backup quarterback.
Nick, explain the McCarthy 4th and 1, please. They take a delay game, and then they end up punting here in this game situation with 3:25 left on the Washington 47.
Yeah. I think the play before, if I remember correctly, that was a run to Rico, maybe, that they got stuffed. I think that's what happened, because I think it was 3rd and 1, and they got nothing. I still would have tried something there. I wouldn't have tried the field goal, but I think you'd go for it because, you know, if you can pretty much – I don't know if you would salt the game away, but it would be close at that point. And if not, then, you know, you still got to hold them to a field goal, and you may have some time for you to get, you know, something back. But, I would have tried. I don't think Washington was stopping them that much, but I think that 3rd and 1 stop kind of changed their mindset of the play that they probably wanted to run there.
Nick, yesterday was a troubling performance or just did look totally locked in performance from Jake Ferguson. Had the three big penalties in that one. Just in general, that game, but a larger conversation about what happened with him this season. It felt like he took a step back.
No doubt. And he was one of the guys that you were like, all right, you know, we've got to take this leap here. He needs that Deron Bland type, you know, season, because that's what they have to do. They don't have free agents. We know this. So their 3rd-round, 4th-round picks, they've got to hit into superstars. Deron Bland looked like, you know, he was doing that. And Ferguson was on his way, was added to the Pro Bowl last season. So, you know, and it just did not happen. He did not materialize. He got injured in the first game of the season against Cleveland. Missed, I think, a couple of games. Missed some games with the concussion. But just, you know, wasn't a red zone factor. And, like, you know, didn't score a touchdown all season long. It just seemed like there was these mental lapses at times. You know, just some penalty false starts. We saw it yesterday, but we've seen it. It just, you know, it's just not consistent. Not consistent. Because he's got the ability. He's got a little bit more juice than Schoonmaker. You'd like for him to be that guy that can make some plays. And at times he does, but he wasn't as consistent. And that's what they needed. They needed, like, do they have a superstar tight end? And it looked like they were on their way for that. And I don't, you know, that's not the case right now.
Nick Eatman, D&M Leasing Hotline here on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. A lot made of the Cooper Rush bonus. Do you think that Trey Lance played so that they didn't have to pay Rush $250,000?
Not really. I don't really think that. I think that they wanted to play him, you know, at some point. And you know, a lot's being made, well, why didn't they do it last week and all that? I think they really wanted to have a winning record. I mean, I think that's what Mike wanted. Mike wanted to have a winning record. There's no doubt about it. He wanted to have to finish 9-8, and that didn't happen. They thought they had a shot with you know, Philadelphia. Obviously didn't look that way at the, you know, the end result, but I think that was what they were playing for. I don't think so. And I haven't looked that closely on it. I thought he, from what I was told, he had to play. He had to play it quite a bit, like even into overtime. Was that for a $500,000?
An extra $250,000. Yeah, he's already earned $250,000. It would have been an extra $250,000.
Yeah, I from what I was told was that it was gonna have to be like an overtime type situation. Again, I didn't ask specifically on that. I don't think that is the case. I like to think that they don't operate that way.
Do you think they were generally pleased with how he played?
Trey Lance. Or Cooper Rush.
Trey.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, I think they were. Yeah, he moved the ball. They moved the ball. They didn't punch it in. You know, and he had an opportunity to do that. Some of that was on him. You know, I mean, that's the thing. Like, that's what makes the good ones, you know, great, is that you do it all. Like, not only do you see it, but then you feel the rush and you roll out and you get away from it. And now you're rolling to your left. And you throw, and you find, you know, the running back, and you did all of that, except that he short hopped it, you know. And so that's what makes those great ones great, is that they can do it all. And he just hasn't played enough to get in there. I mean, I think if he played more, he would be a solid backup, and he might be the backup here. But I think if the Cowboys had their choice, they're going to try to sign him. And also, you know, and it's interesting now with the Cooper Rush situation, because I don't think, you know, he's got a decision to make as well. And so if they did that to leave that money out there for him, he'll remember that, and he'll, you know, that might affect his decision making as well.
Jerry Jones, hay in the barn, anything is possible. Incentives this year shouldn't count. Taking other interviews. Where would you like to start with Jerry post?
His acting career.
Are you watching Landman?
Yes, I am. I am. And I watched it last night. It was phenomenal. I love the show, by the way. I love the show way before I knew he was on it. But I thought that was incredible. I thought he did a really good job, honestly.
Yeah, he did. He did.
But and it helps that it was probably somewhat of a true story and all that. Mm-hmm. Everything he said is what he believes, which is, you know, he's living his dream. He's working with his kids and he's doing that.
Thanks, Siskel. As everyone know that reference, Bobby?
I do. Gene Siskel. Yeah. Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah. Right. I didn't know. John Hamm. So,
he was the skinny one.
The golfer.
Sorry, Nick. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I'd kind of forgotten the four or five things you're saying. A in the barn. I do believe in that, but then, I mean, he talked for like 45 minutes yesterday. It was, oh man, it was tough. because, you know, he's just saying so many things. But the one that I caught was, yeah, the hay's in the barn, but, you know, I've got all the information I need to make a decision. That doesn't mean I've made a decision.
Right.
So, and then he'd come back with, who says that there's a decision to be made? You know, like, I think he's just kind of
messing with us.
He's having fun at this point.
Yeah, but what about the incentive thing he was talking about?
I don't know. I'm just going to say I don't understand that one. I heard it. I just said, I shook my head like, I don't know what that means.
If you,
and I think that that's part of what he's trying to do. He doesn't want people to know what's going on and what's happening here. He wants them to shake their head like, what was that? Like, and that's exactly what happened for me.
If you were Mike, would you set up other interviews right now? Like, even if Jerry found out about it, based upon Jerry saying, well, you know, I want people who want to be here.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course, but you know, Jerry can't hold him against that. I mean, no coach wants to go into the season on the final year of the contract. So, you know, that kind of stability is what all these coaches would covet. And so, you know, if Jerry could have signed him earlier. I mean, we all know that. So, I mean, Mike's got to do what he's got to do. And so he has to today. If he doesn't have a decision in place, then he's going to have to do that, because it's like musical chairs. I mean, you're going to be left without a chair if you don't do that. So if there's interviews to take and he's got them, of course he should do that.
I agree that he should do it. I just thought Jerry's quote was weird when asked, would you let him talk with others? And he's like, well, I want people who want to be here. And I was like, is that a veiled threat? Like, what are you doing? Why are you saying that? So you just want him to sit and heal next to you waiting for your decision, and anything else may be looked upon as like minor, you know, betrayal or out of pocket. I don't know. It was weird.
That is weird. That is weird. And I've heard coaches, you know, on both pro and college level that kind of have that. They get really upset when other coaches are talking to other teams, but they have to.
Yeah.
They have to do that.
I mean,
that's the thing. It's like, I think that conversation's real easy. Hey, I want to be here. Okay. Are we doing this?
Yeah.
Are we getting a deal done? Because I've got this team, and this team calling. You know, I don't want to go there. I want to be the head coach here. I want to stay in my office right here. But if it's up in the air, then I've got to do what's best for me. Everybody would understand that.
Nick, you've got your head coach out of contract and your three coordinators, Mike Zimmer, Brian Schottenheimer, Bones Fossil. Out of those four, how many would your best guess, how many of those four are back here next year?
Two.
You want to tell me which two you think?
I would say McCarthy and Zimmer, but I don't know. I guess or McCarthy or Fossil. How about that?
you wrote on the website, major or not, this team needs big changes. What are you referring to?
Well, I mean, they need to make some changes with the play calling. I mean, that's one of those things. If that's a package deal with McCarthy, then I think that needs to be something that has to be addressed. But it doesn't have to be. It hasn't been a package deal his whole career, and so I think there needs to be some kind of new changes on the offense, on the play calling. I think there needs to be some changes with the free agent mindset. And it doesn't have, you don't have to go and spit and buy, get three or four free agents. But they need to have a splash in March. They need to do that. I think this fan base needs it.
Yep.
I think this team needs it. I think the coaches around them need it. I think Mike McCarthy needs that kind of. And we saw this year, free agents are really, you know, they're changing teams and they're making a difference. We saw it at the running back position. And I think the Cowboys and other teams probably learned their lesson a little bit. Like, just because a running back is changing teams doesn't mean he's done. And they have a rule that they don't pay running backs into a third contract. Well, I think Barkley got a third contract. I think Derrick Henry got a third contract. I think Tony Pollard got a third contract. And I think that those guys did well. So I think they need to rethink some of their strategy on free agency.
Don't go too far. Awesome. Again, throughout this regular season, we know you'll be on standby. We'll be using you. Thank you for a great year, brother.
Thanks, guys. It's always a pleasure to be on with you guys. I really appreciate it.
The man, Nick Eatman. For the final time this regular season, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please, game responsibly. Are they back? Do we actually
Two of them.
Two of them. Yeah. Let's cross.
Mike's observing January 6th.
Let's cross talk with the KNC Masterpiece next.
And it's back to Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan segment here, brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine is the number one Chevy dealer in the world. More Silverados than anyone else. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, enjoy the difference based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023.
Fourth and one. Snap is back. They hand it off. No, he kept it and ran through the middle on a quarterback draw to the 20 and all the way down to the 15. What a great ball fake by Mariota. They faked it to the back who got stuffed, but Mariota kept the ball.
As Malik Hooker was celebrating and then said, "Oh, never mind." What, Bobby?
That's what Malik Hooker did. He put the finger up like, yeah, baby. Oh, got him.
Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece, the return of Kevin Hagelin.
Well.
Where you been?
That's a great question.
It's a great question.
I was scheduled. I was negotiating. I was going to join the.
I thought your contract was done.
The Skip Bayless show.
Oh.
They texted me over the weekend and said a lot of stuff was up in the air right now. So. I'm back here.
Oof. Okay.
Either that or I lost my voices.
Did you get to the Joy Taylor stage of the interview?
Shh. Jeez. What did you have?
Good gosh.
What do you have? And when did this start? When were you supposed to be back?
I was supposed to be back last Monday.
Oh.
The whole week? And
And it still sounds like this.
And what is it?
So, sinus infection, bronchitis, and laryngitis.
Ooh, big fan of bronchitis.
Oh, are you?
Are these contagious at all?
No.
Okay.
Bronchitis is like a state of your airway.
Z-Pack? They give you the Z-Pack? They don't do the Z-Pack anymore.
No, they gave me a...
No, I hate that. Z-Pack works great.
Different kind of steroid.
They don't give it to me. And nobody gives it out anymore.
Why?
I don't know. I have no idea, but I can't... I try to get it all the time. They're like, no, we don't really do that anymore.
And this weather this week should really help you out.
Yeah.
Did everyone winterize? Did you winterize yesterday?
What do you mean?
Did you leave your faucet?
You know what I mean.
Delkus.
Oh, like the faucets and everything?
Yeah.
No.
Did you wrap them outside? Did you leave
plants.
Them dripping?
I wrapped the plants.
You wrapped your plants?
Yeah, because I have desert fauna, Sean.
No.
cactus and agave, palm. So I wrapped those. But the faucet's not in a wrap. I will. I just didn't do it yet.
Corey, did you? Well, I mean, last night was kind of the night to do it.
It was chill. Well, it's going to be lows the same all week.
Corey, yeah. Did you?
I brought all the plants in weeks ago, and we've had the caps over the faucets outside for once the weather starts to dip, I just go ahead and throw them on because I don't need the water hose at all for anything else. And then last night I did walk around the house opening cabinets and dripping faucets.
How
and
long
all
does
that
it
stuff.
Take you guys generally
oh my God.
To get the perfect in? Have you guys talked
you don't
about
want,
this?
You don't want
the perfect drip.
Drip, drip. You want drip.
Yep.
Drip.
Drip. Like
yes.
That's kind of what you're shooting for because you don't want to waste water.
Takes a while. You're constantly like tapping it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to constantly tap it.
Do that again on the fan cam.
Yeah, he is tapping it. Speaking of, he said bring the plants in. Aunt's Erections having me come over today.
Oh, to celebrate?
The plants in.
Anniversary.
Yeah. She'll be
happy
anniversary, John. She'll be celebrating. She's gonna have a party.
Is that where Bassick is?
You're going to go invade her house.
Interestingly enough, I do think Mike will be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It is odd time.
I'm
not
too hungover. I'm going to walk in with a podium, just a giant podium, like walking out of the house. The podium.
He's in Mexico.
Okay. What's coming up?
Guys, we do have Stephen Jones joining us at noon today. So
really?
We will talk with him. We've been told it's confirmed. And then we'll get into all the Black Monday stuff. And Mickey Spagnola.
Wow.
For the last hit of the year. All the Tolos out there.
Not the last hit of the year.
Of the 1020 season. Or 1040.
All right, we got to get to
And then we'll hom it up all day. So
that's very good.
Well done, Corey. Now, Corey, do you think that the cheerleader that Brandon Aubrey hit was the Bengals kicker's girl?
I think it was.
I don't know.
I think it was because she has a specific short hair bangs, and then it's long on the backside. I think it was her.
So what happened with that kick? What the hell was that?
So that was they were kicking from like the 50, right? And so, I don't know, he was trying to do something directional or goofy. And then I think the camera well guy who jumped up, I think he may have... accidentally caused a ricochet that then hit her.
She got hit so hard that tears came out.
Oh, man.
Like, I don't think she was crying out of pain. Like, you know how you just get, you get hit in the nose and your eyes well
up? Yeah, you see stars a little bit or whatever. Yeah.
I think that's what happened. Aubrey.
That's tough.
Taking out the cheerleader. All right. The FS1. Are you guys talking about this? Were you?
I do believe we have that slated somewhere in the 11:20 hour. Right. So, yes.
Kevin.
It's in Wanker of the Weekend.
This was amazing for me yesterday. I could not leave the coverage of this. Are you aware of everything?
I think so.
All right. Apparently, Manny Acho is on air today, as he was apparently messing around with Joy Taylor. Joy Taylor tried to mess around with Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless tried to mess around with the hairstylist there, offered her $1.5 million to sleep with him.
What I know else? That's not really the point of the story, but that's too much, right?
What do you think is the point?
Are they going to get fired or canceled? Okay. I'm assuming that's the direction we're going. But if you did want to talk about, like, what's an appropriate amount of money?
I mean, $1.5 million?
Too much.
It's better. Never mind.
Better what, Corey?
Be made of something amazing.
Yeah. I think
it probably
game is free. Game is free. You don't have to fork over $1.5 million if you're just a little bit charming, Skip.
I love how this guy's talking like he's the freaking like Casanova game. Here.
This is you're gonna make, as I've said several times, you're gonna make me cheat on my wife just to prove a point now, Sean.
You know what? I have no doubt that you would.
to
prove a point.
And then Joy Taylor apparently slept with an executive to move up the ladder there. Skip did not want her on he and Shannon show. He also accused Shannon of her sleeping with Shannon. You following along?
That's my Michelle.
And then you think that's Michelle?
No. Oh. No, but that's what
Shannon was it? What was Skip's line to the hairdresser?
Skip.
Oh, she said, Skip, like, I have ovarian cancer and you also have a wife. And he goes, well, isn't your dad Muslim? Doesn't he have 3 or 4 wives?
All praise to Allah.
There you go. There's your setup. Bobby, I got bad news for your week, for your read. I got bad news for you, Bobby.
It's messed up.
You think you can out-mess with me, out-mess me? No, I got you back. So that's what's happening. Skip Bayless.
What a weird response to.
And you too.
I have cancer.
And you too. And back you there.
And you have a wife. As well, aren't you?
Don't invite me to your wedding.
Well, then she was like, "Hey, by the way, my dad's dead." And he was
dad was dead.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's probably
that.
Tough to come back from that to get to like in a hookup situation.
Yeah.
Hey, my dad died.
Well.
Yeah.
And grief is nature's most powerful aphrodisiac. That's what Will Ferrell said.
True.
Grief.
I've seen that before.
Oh, wow.
I've seen
that's
it play
a good
out.
Point. Yeah.
Every time you go to funerals.
Yeah.
Have you been worked up lately?
No, not worked up. No.
Choppy's father passed away last week.
Yeah, so I actually learned that from my wife, who said she saw it on social media.
Yeah, I was doing a cookie review.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh,
man.
You dropped it in the cookie review?
Yeah, so.
Hey, by the way,
I was just
watching that on Facebook just now.
The cookie reveal?
Yeah, it's Crumble, right?
Yeah, so our friends, Shannon and TK, they sent us Crumble cookies.
No free ads.
Did you get Botox or did you do your eyebrows?
What?
Or I did not get Botox.
Was your hat just pulling your eyebrows up? Do you think that was what was going on there for me?
It might have been.
RJ has a weird, yes, he's got, my dad has this in the mirror. You have a crooked face on your videos.
I do.
Oh. It's weird. Yeah. Your eyes always look like you've been drinking. That's probably
phone.
True.
I have.
But your face, it's like your eye, it's like you're having a mini stroke.
Yeah, half
it's
my
a quarter
mouth.
Stroke. It's not a half, it's like a quarter stroke.
Half my mouth doesn't move. I talk like Chipper Jones.
Okay. You talk like Chipper Jones in a lot of ways.
Chipper's a side talker. Chipper always talked like this.
But you see it, right?
Yeah, I do. Okay. Yeah, I know it's there.
All right, Kevin, you've been out for McCarthy Watch.
Yeah.
Where are you now in terms of guessing? And what did you make of Jerry post?
I think there's a better chance Mike McCarthy will still be here tomorrow than I will.
Wow. Dang.
Like alive or...
I mean, hopefully I'll be alive.
Okay.
He's keeping his job. We just have to deal with it, right? Right,
probably.
Bobby? I'm sorry, buddy.
Are you pretty convinced?
I'm pretty convinced.
Wow.
I should have taken Mike up on that $1,000 bet. That's how Because I said 88% at the time, and yeah. I told y'all last
Mike
week.
Yeah, Mike was like 1%.
Yeah, that was a very weird fight in here.
I've never dipped below 50%, and I'm still, now I'm like even more so. Because they did play hard yesterday, and they could have quit.
What did you, Super Bowl, baby. Did you play hard?
What did you guys make of Jerry's incentive talk? Is that a crumb that he's trying to throw to the fans? Fans want incentive deals, so maybe we'll look at that for the next coach's contract. What?
Oh, no, they coaches. Want Ben Johnson.
Is that a real suggestion, do you think, by the way? Or is that kind of like a sarcastic jab to the fans? Like, oh, you guys want these incentive deals so much? Maybe I'll give one to the coach.
No, I think it's a real suggestion.
Too, which is sad.
I think they're going to approach McCarthy and be like, all right, so you can make $3 million, and then if you want to get back up to $5 million, that's playoff wins, division title, Super Bowl. Like, it's just, what?
There's no other coach that does anything like that, right?
Matt Rhule had one in his deal, but it was very, it was like he could go from 7 years, $60 million to $770 million. But he was also coming from the college ranks where those are more common.
You know, you're not being very helpful in this crosstalk.
I'm really sorry.
I mean, why are you even in here? You know? How are you going to talk? You're going to have to do more talking with him than you do with Bassett.
We already discussed this last night. Yeah, I was like, I feel like I'm probably actually leading the show today.
You got Meddy. Meddy so, back there. He can help you out.
Medford's done some phenomenal work. So maybe Kevin just goes to the board today.
I'm trying.
When was the last time you ran a board?
I don't think he's ever touched the board. I don't think he's ever even been in that room.
Have you?
He doesn't even know what that studio is like.
Are you the only one in here who's never on a board? I feel like that's usually step one in radio. Did you never have? You've never had to do it?
No.
Did you have to run a board ever?
Yeah.
And he was
the
sheriff.
I know you did. I know you did. I remember used to listen to you fill and do tickers or the Sports Center update Anchor, for Mike Taylor.
Updates, that's right.
And then did you run a board?
No, I learned how, but I don't need to. I was like,
I don't need to.
Yeah, Clarence Carter. I was interning for Ben and Skin, and Clarence Carter was the board op there. He's awesome. Love that guy. And he goes, Frito goes, hey, you need to get some board work. And I was like, all right. So I step over there and I start doing stuff, and everything fell apart. And Clarence pushed me out of the way. I was like, never do this again.
Did you juggle that while like microwaving Ben's coffee and making sure that eight ice cubes in every glass?
That was the moment he was like, hey, water. And I was like, oh my gosh.
The KNC. Well, we don't know what it'll be. Find out from Kevin Hagelin and Corey Majors next on The Fan.